So I created an event with over 50 different speakers and tons of resources called the End of Slavery Summit for anybody who really cares about freedom. And most of the world does not have this knowledge which is power that will give people the power to control their own fate, their own destiny, no longer be slaves to the systems that be. Yes, we're not just talking about slavery, we're talking about tyranny. Tyranny as slavery. The world as we currently know it is a world of confusion, a world where a lot of people don't know what world they are in. And we want to help empower the people so they can have all the tools, whether it's health or spirituality or any form of knowledge, so they can truly free themselves. It's through knowledge and moral education through which you find freedom. A lot of people think you got to vote in a politician or put in the new law. If you think that's what you should do and you're saying, oh, I can't wait for the next election and man, I got to get this person in office, well then this event you have to check out, because most of independent media and most of the mainstream media is not going to tell you this. In fact, I pretty much guarantee that they won't at all, because it does not serve their interest of selling you products, of trying to get the mainstream approval of topics, trying to get all the clicks. No, but this is a great event because over 50 speakers, I mean, gosh, you know, and I'm one person, and to bring all these people together, to compile so many resources, people are coming up to me and saying, wow, this is a fantastic event. It's so much information, and it is, but the mainstream is not going to recognize it until a lot more people basically start to recognize it and share it with others. And that's what's happening very rapidly over these years. A lot of people are coming across this information that's hitting at the roots to what's going on, and that is statism, that is natural law, that is voluntarism. If you haven't heard of these terms, abolitionism, agorism, these are terms that are building communities right now based on freedom principles, understanding what freedom is, how do we define it, how do we share it with others. We have it all figured out in this summit, and you can get involved. There's a lot of action steps that you can take so you can ensure that the future world and our generations ahead have the freedom, have the tools to be in control of themselves, no longer never be a slave, never let themselves be enslaved. That's a mentality they have to break. And so this is a great event. I encourage you to check it out if you haven't already. Just look up the End of Slavery Summit. You'll find it online, endofslavery.org or anita.one/summit. And I was the host, Corey Angelot, and alongside Aaron Butler and David Icke and Mark Passio and all these great people, Will Keller, you know, Axel Dahi, I mean, the names go on. These people are all content creators, and they're doing more and more every single day, but I want to help you guys. I want to help others and people who are completely new to making content. What if you want to make a big impact? What if you want to say, hey, look, I hosted this huge event with so many people? Because the more you bring people together, the more of an impact that you will make. This is at least my philosophy, and I proved it correct through this huge event. I mean, frankly, the first days that it occurred, hundreds of people started signing up. I'm like, gosh, where were these hundreds of people's the months that I was promoting it? But once it occurred and all the people were reposting the videos on their channel, thank you so much for doing that. But because you just got people together and they shared their voices and everybody shared their resources, the magic happened. And I'm going to continue to do that with my projects, but I want to show with you right now how exactly I created my summit. And it's very simple. It didn't cost me a lot of money at all, actually. And I'm just one person running the whole website, running all the emails. And so I'm going to show you exactly how I do that right now. So one of the first things that I recommend you do is look up Wix. This is a website builder that I use. It's very simple. I mean, you just drag and drop. You can use a lot of different website tools. I shared in my video tons of resources for anybody who wants to create freedom content or activism. Be sure to check that out if you want a whole list of all the tools that I use, but Wix is what I use for my website builder. The reason why I use it is because it's very simple and they have live chat support 24/7. Just look up the word agent and then you'll see contact technical support agent, and then you're going to be typing to a bot for a little bit, and then you're going to ask for a callback or for, you know, an agent to respond to you through message. Very simple, and you can have 24-hour support for anything that you want. But generally, it's also self-explanatory. They have website builders within this where they can give you a template and they tell you everything what you need to do with your SEO to make sure you're seen on different search engines. It's fantastic. I mean, frankly, it was all Wix that brought the End of Slavery Summit to the front of a lot of the search engines out there. So now anytime you look up the End of Slavery Summit, it's pretty much the first result. Not on every search engine, but most of them. And that's because I have the right SEO tools and have the right things that are basically connected to Wix. So I have to give them credit for that. You know, you're connecting the webmasters like Yandex or Bing or Google to that as well. So that way it gets more traction. You're making sure that you put in all the right information. And it's really that simple. You can go with a different website builder. This is something you do have to pay for, but you pay for it. Probably the most expensive thing you have to pay for is this, because it's running the whole website. Everything else is not that expensive, and I will explain more as to why. So now I'm in my editor for Wix for the End of Slavery Summit. You'll see this is the page nita.one/summit and or just endofslavery.org, the default page. This is the homepage where people can sign up and watch the event. And on this event, you know, you scroll down. Yeah, there's a bunch of speakers, but I can click on each one. See, they're just separate images. I can hold shift and I can collect all of these at the same time and then copy and paste. Okay, so that's what I did across the board. Made sure I put in all the right information, and I can continue and I can extend it, I can stretch it, a bunch of things that I can do. Very simple generally to use, and made sure to share my ads here, and you know, I can have linked buttons to whatever I want. This is linking to the shirts, this is linking to the brochures. I wanted to make sure to have some descriptions as to what these things are. It's all there. So this is just the home page. And again, really, you can go with the cheapest plan for Wix to make this happen. This does not take a genius to figure out. Just play around a little bit with it. Yes, I had some experience of making websites before I got into making Nita.one and other websites. I kept Nita.one very simple, but these events, of course, I'm making much more grand. But I created math websites when I was in high school and other things, so that gave me some experience. You just gotta mess around a little bit, have fun with it, that's the key. Okay, so this is the main summit page. There's a lot of pages I have on Nita.one. This is the summit gifts page, okay? So here's all the gifts, again, just buttons with links. I mean, very simple. And here I upload a video directly to Wix, or you can have it set from YouTube or wherever. There's even a built-in app store to this, so that's great. But this is pretty self-explanatory. You just make more pages as you see fit. And of course, there's day one and day two, and you can even duplicate the days so you don't have to work on each one by scratch. You can use it as a template for each and every single day. So that should be, you know, within itself, probably the biggest learning curve. And again, also the biggest cost is just the website alone, which is why I spent so much time explaining this to you. But I would recommend Wix for anybody who's new to website building, just as I would recommend Filmora for video editing. That's Wondershare Filmora, because they're just very simple tools. I like to keep things very simple. Right now, what I'm recording with is OBS. Otherwise, I would use Bandicam. Very simple, and there's tons of tutorials. OBS is actually free. Now, let's say you have all the websites set up, but you need guests and you need people to speak for your summit, this huge event. Well, something you have to do is make sure that you have a program that you can interview your guests with. And I'd say a lot of guests want Zoom, or they want Skype, or maybe even Discord nowadays. But something I did with the majority of my speakers was send them a link, and they don't have to download anything for this. I simply went to meet.jitsi. Okay, so meet.jit.c, okay, I'll put in the screen for you. And if you go to this website, you can just click on this button here, a book a meeting URL, and from there, it'll literally create a URL for you once you hit get me a moderated meeting. And in fact, you can even record with Jitsi. They changed some of the settings on that, so can't guarantee that it'll work great. This is an independent, decentralized project, which is why I'd rather support this than Zoom, especially since it's free and has no restrictions. Zoom does. So just be aware of that. Zoom, for instance, will cut you off once you hit about 30 minutes. It's gonna say, well, it's gonna end the meeting, and you have no choice but to restart it if you wanna continue the meeting, and that can get really annoying. That's happened for me several times in interviews I've done with other people where they interviewed me. So something just to keep in mind, not a lot of people know about this program. I asked the majority of speakers that I talk to, and they're like, yeah, I don't know what this is. Now, of course, it's not going to always come out the best quality, but sometimes it will come out good quality, and it depends on what people do. Again, you don't have to download any software to use this. You can just tell your guests, don't worry, I'll send you the link closer to the time. I usually remind people of their interview a day beforehand, and then I usually give them the link about 30 minutes before the interview. I know some people like to prepare a link like way in advance, but I like to do it right there and then, so that way this link from Jitsi is completely fresh. Okay, what you're gonna need, of course, is a calendar. That calendar is going to have all the dates of all the interviews that you're going to do. I use an in-person, you know, writing down calendar because I'm pretty old-fashioned, but you can use whatever calendar you want, you know, Google Calendar or whatever that syncs to everything. If you really want to be fancy, I like to just write it down. Just make sure that you have some organization. You know, you have a folder on your computer with the summit and a folder for each speaker, and you make sure that when someone sends you something, it goes right into their folder, so you see that when you edit, you know, their interview or when you put them on the site. Okay, it depends on how you want it, what you want to do in this order. I would recommend you start messing around with the website first. Okay, once you have that set up, then you start getting speakers together, and then you put the speakers onto the website and into the folders, right? And then from there, you make sure everything's correlated correctly. And trust me, I had some technical problems myself. It may have went smooth the majority of the time, luckily, but you're still going to have some technical difficulties, of course, and you're going to be thinking about it, like, what can I do better? That's great. That's how we succeed here. So just something to keep in mind. So far we went over Wix, okay, which is the website builder, and this is the program that you use to interview people. Now, MailerLite is what I used for my email marketing, or just sending out emails to everybody who signs up for the event. Now, not a lot of people may like to do email, and yeah, you can make the event free to access, but I think it's important that you have a way for people to correspond after the event, and having an email set up makes people like, oh, okay, and now I can get resources, and now I can share it with others, and you know, now it's a bit more exclusive. And the exclusivity that I created in this event made it feel a bit more special, where people wanted to repost their videos or clip it onto their own channels, and they felt like, well, why isn't it public right away? And so it made people post it before I post it and give them the credit rather than me. So, you know, this is all about the speakers. If you're hosting the event, yeah, you're doing some of the work on the website and on the back end, but you really want to give a lot of credit to your speakers, because they're the ones basically creating your event by choosing to speak for the event and giving their resources. So try to make it really special for them, you know, talk with them. You know, I went times where I interviewed people and we talked like an hour after the interview because I just wanted to share with them all my different ideas and just connect with them. And even I would talk to people before I interviewed them so I can get to know them before I actually interviewed them and gave them a quick rundown. And you know, usually I like to just do the interview the minute I meet them, because I figure I could just give them a quick rundown in like 5 minutes. Like, all right, so the way I do this is I introduce you, and then toward the end we move a bit more into action, and then your personal experience with statism. That's basically my general template of how I conducted the summit. Okay, but you know, generally speaking, my guidelines for every speaker joining the summit, I had a website, right? It was yoda.one/summit guidelines, and people went to that website and they downloaded this PDF. They saw on the website, it was like 4 steps. Choose a topic, choose several dates and times that work for you, and optionally include any resources that you want, you know, and provide your name or email and what have you, whatever you think is really essential. But those are like the main things, right? And so once you have a guideline set, then you can send that to your speakers, and then from there you can book the meetings, and then from there you can put it onto the site. Okay, now after all this is done, you know, then you want to look into this, which is adding a subscriber base and making sure that your form works correctly when people sign up for the event on the website. Okay, but I created the event, I made the whole site public after I conducted all the interviews. Okay, because you need to have the interviews to say, hey, these are the people who are speaking. Otherwise, it's like, well, you're creating an event with speakers that you don't know, they haven't really spoke yet, they haven't really done their interviews yet. So you're kind of promising something. What if you end up doing something different? So just something to keep in mind, you know, stick to your word, try to keep things principled. I even ended up having to add speakers in while the summit was occurring because there were people with very late schedules. I mean, even though I gave them 6 months to figure out when would be a good time for them, even that wasn't enough for certain people. They had to do an interview on like the day it began, like David Icke, for example. So, you know, he ended up on a later day in the summit, but doing a multi-day event, that's totally up to you. And you can just hide different pages or make them public. That's all on Wix as well. And there's, again, there's tutorials, there's help pages for all of that, whatever you want. Okay, you can even set up, if you want, really want, browser notifications for when something happens on your website, or SMS marketing, meaning somebody puts in their phone number and they get, you know, a notification on text rather than email. That might be a more modern way to do things. Unfortunately, the reason why I didn't do it was because I saw that it tends to cost money, and I'm pretty cheap, okay? I like to spend not too much money when I do this, and the important thing to me is also impact, and I think most people have emails. So I figured it would just be normal to do emails. Other summits have done emails. I was organizing this summit the way other summits were built. Okay, so now let's say you're ready for your subscriber base. You want to create a form where people put it onto the website, or you put it onto the website and people put in their email address and they sign up for the summit. Okay, so I use MailerLite. You just need to create a form. Now, maybe you can't create a form with your mailing program, but they likely have the ability to allow you to embed a form into your website. So what you're doing is embedding a HTML code into the website, which is a form that you create. I created one with MailerLite, and it automatically goes to your subscriber base in like this program, for example. And then when you're ready, you make a campaign and you send out that campaign when the event begins. Just that simple, frankly. And MailerLite is great because they also have 24-hour support, and also they have a plan for up to 1,000 people completely for free, which is probably going to be the majority of people starting out if they want to create a summit and they're not like a huge content creator. I fortunately and surprisingly got over 1,000 people for my event, so I didn't have to stay with the free plan. I think that's a good thing, even though I had to spend money, because of course it's all about the impact. But you know, you can always change to a higher, you know, number if you get there, and that's what I did. You know, as I realized, oh shoot, I'm hitting 1,000, I was like, okay, I'll pay for this. And because they're a great team, they were very funny, very nice to me, and they were very always looking into all my problems. They were great. And so I would recommend MailerLite as a mailing service, especially since it's really simple. As you see in the top, you just go to forms to create a form for your website, you embed it, you go to campaigns to send out a campaign, you go to subscribers to see all the people that are subscribed, and if somebody says, oh well, I didn't get an email, you can look them up and you can find out when they got the email, if they got the email, if they clicked on it, whatever. And you can choose if you want to add trackers to the email, because some people are going to be, you know, picky about privacy and security. I tried to disable everything as much as possible to make it as secure as possible. But if you want some analytics, you're going to have some sort of thing like that. Okay, so I don't have all the analytics for everything that happened for that reason. Regardless, it's a great program. And so that's really it for the summit. I mean, it's just Wix, okay, the website builder, MailerLite, which is the subscriber base, and Jitsi, which is for collecting interviews, and another that, like just a calendar, right? So email as well to keep in touch with people. If I were to recommend an email, it would be disroot.org. Disroot is the one that I use to contact most people. The problem with it is that they may not get all the emails. So your safest bet is to use Gmail or a common email host or something that's not going to go to people's spam or junk folders, because that happened to me quite a bit. And I ended up having to use two emails and saying, well, hey, people on my Gmail address, you're going to have to make sure that you get emails from my Disroot email. And another thing I did too was I downloaded OnlyOffice, which is the Office program I use. This is also completely free, okay, for everybody. And I used an Excel, like a spreadsheet document, and I just had per line each speaker, their email address, their topic. And that way it was easy for me to make a topic catalog page on the website. And it was easy for me to just keep track of everybody at once. It was easy for me to just hold down and send a mass email to everybody if I wanted to, by going to Disroot or Gmail, whatever, and putting it into BCC as a compose message. So when you hit compose or when you're sending out a new email, do BCC, because what that does is it blocks the view of some of your speakers from seeing other people's emails. And it gets very spammy if you don't have that. So when you send a mass email to all your speakers saying, hey, the event's starting now, or you're trying to give them an update, make sure to do BCC, okay? Something just to keep in mind, I did do that quite a bit. You know, when the event was starting, I said, okay, here's updates, here's how the summit works. I sent them a whole PDF about how the summit works, what's to expect after, and if you want your video, for example, your interview, make sure to, it's best if I will give it to you and all that after I'm done editing it, but it's best to repost on your own channel after the summit has officially launched to make it exclusive. And you know, it's up to you what you want to do. You can wait till after the summit's completely over or when it has just begun, but I gave general guidelines of how things work and what I think would be best, so people can really just, you can customize this in so many different ways. But that's exactly how I did my summit. And now that the summit is over, I just have it set to where there's an automation. If somebody puts in their email, the same thing happens. They get an email back, and this time it just gives them the links to all the different talks. So you can have an automation set. You know, every time somebody puts in an email, something happens, and you can set different triggers and all sorts of things, all with the email marketing choice that you use. Like I said, I used MailerLite. So I recommend, you know, if you want to do a summit yourself, please do, because like I said, you're going to create more of an impact than just creating content on your own. And another way you can create a greater impact with collaboration or just getting involved, creating more education around these ideas of freedom, is to get involved with my next project that I'm doing, which will forever occur. And that is called The Liberator 2. So be sure to check it out if you haven't already. There's two video trailers on my channel. One's an announcement and one is also a Q&A, basically an after announcement video. Would recommend checking those out, or just go to theliberator.us and you can send us articles. I'll turn it into videos for you. You can share your activism, your efforts, your events, and your summits. Please do share that with us, because this way we make even more of an impact on a reoccurring basis, not just a one-time event. But having a summit is nice because we can always say, hey, check out this huge event with all this information. So if somebody wants an all-in-one, that's where they can go. And you know, this information is always going to last out there. Keep that in mind. Whatever you produce is always going to be out there. And I had my videos unlisted on YouTube, and then I made them public when the event was over. You know, some of them I just posted onto the site. I didn't keep them on YouTube because of content guidelines. I'm very careful with what I put on there. You know, you can choose what you want to do here. You can promote other platforms there, because you can embed those videos too if you just do a little bit of research. You can do anything. You just got to set your mind to it, research it, and using the tools I gave you are very simple. So I know that if you're somebody with a low income or somebody who just wants to make a bigger impact very cheaply, the tools that I used will be probably your best bet. Thank you very much for watching. This is Corey Angelot. Nature is the answer.